Parables, week one, day two, the seed growing secretly. We read in Mark chapter 4, and he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed upon the earth, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and rise up while he is unaware. For on its own the earth bears fruit, first a blade, then an ear, then full wheat in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, straightway he sends in the sickle, because the harvest stands ready." We read in Apocalypse Explained, number 1006. When a man is in life from the Lord, he is in wakefulness. But when he is in life from himself, he is asleep. Or what is the same, when a man is in spiritual life, he is in wakefulness. But when he is in natural life separated from the spiritual, he is asleep. Apocalypse Explained, number 917. The kingdom of God means the church of the Lord in the heavens and on the earth, and the implantation of it with all who receive truths and goods from the Lord, not from self, is described by these words, every particular of which corresponds to spiritual things and signifies them. For seed signifies the divine truth. To cast seed into the earth signifies the work of man. To rise day and night, and finally to put in the sickle, signifies in every state. The rest signifies the Lord's work, and the harvest, the implantation of the church in particular and in general. For it is to be known that although the Lord works all things, and man nothing from self, yet he wills that man should work as if from self in all that comes to his perception. For without man's cooperation, as if from self, there can be no reception of truth and good, thus no implantation and regeneration. For to will is the Lord's gift to man. And because the appearance to man is that this is from self, he gives him to will as if from self. Arcana Celestia 52:12. The blade is the first memory knowledge. The ear is the memory knowledge of truth derived from it. The wheat is the derivative good. Apocalypse Explained 11:53. How all these things flow in and flow through, man knows nothing. And yet he lives, if only he knows what he needs to do and does it. Moreover, of what consequence is it for a man to know how seed grows up, provided he knows how to plow and harrow the land, to sow the seed, and when he reaps his harvest, to bless God. Arcana Celestia 95:87. Through freedom, the Lord bends man away from evil, and through freedom, he bends him to good, leading him so gently and silently that the man knows no otherwise than that everything proceeds from himself. Apocalypse Explained 8:64. And yet, man ought to believe, as the matter really is in itself, that he does these things not from himself, but from the Lord. And this is why it is said that he must act not of himself, but as if of himself. And then a teaching about the nature of the Lord's parables, Arcana Celestia 46:37. It is very evident that each and all things the Lord spoke in parables are representative and significative of the spiritual and celestial things of his kingdom, and in the highest sense, of the divine things with him. And therefore, the man who does not know this must suppose that the Lord's parables have no more in them than ordinary comparisons. The things which the Lord spoke in these parables appear in the outward form like ordinary comparisons, but in their inward form they are of such a nature as to fill the universal heaven. For there is an internal sense in every particular, which is of such a nature that its spiritual and celestial, that is, its truth and good, diffuses itself through the heavens in every direction, like light and flame. This sense is quite uplifted above the sense of the letter, and flows from the several expressions and from the several words, even from every jot. And teaching that parables are accommodations to the people hearing them. That the thoughts, this is Spiritual Diary 33, 56, and 57, that the thoughts and speech of angels, also of angelic spirits, fall into parables. It was further shown that their ideas fall into representations of paradises, vineyards, and feasts, entirely in accordance with the genius of the people. For it is otherwise with one than with another. Therefore, the Lord spoke nearly everything by parables, to suit the nature of those who are in the world. He likened heaven to feasts, because they placed heavenly joy in feasts. Otherwise, for others. Questions and comments. Number one, what's another example, like the seed growing secretly, where the Lord does amazing things that we only see in retrospect? Number two, Apocalypse Explained 1006. What's an example of being in natural life separated from the spiritual when we are asleep to what is real? Number three, Apocalypse Explained 9:17. What does it say is the Lord's gift to man? Namely, to will as if from himself. Why is that his gift? Number four, Apocalypse Explained 11:53-9. Why is it essential for us to bless God for all the good things in our lives? Number five, Arcana Celestia 46:37. What is different about the Lord's parables as compared with allegories, similes, and comparisons in great literature?